Bruce Williamson is Rail Future, an organisation is from Rail Future, which campaigns for better rail services for passengers and freight. And I'm very pleased to say he's on the line. Good evening. Good morning, Bruce. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi,
yes.
Sorry. Do you know what? I used to do an evening show, so I've just slipped back into it. Bless you. Now, listen, what is going on at Northern? They are in the Last Chance Saloon, according to Andy Burnham. But what on earth has happened?
Well, it has all gone horribly wrong for Northern, and I think they are... Everyone's passing the buck on this one, but I think there's blame to be shared equally. Network Rail have failed to deliver certain improvements, and that, of course, has huge knock-on effects because they can't run the new trains and so on. Northern don't have enough drivers, so they've had to cancel loads of services. The Department for Transport oversee all of this, and they're responsible for, in general, making sure that the railway runs properly and it's properly managed and so on. What I think is sort of inexcusable, though, is that all these problems have been foreseen. Indeed, some of them go back years, when the DfT were warned that there weren't enough drivers, many, many years ago. And so, it's like a car crash happening in slow motion. Why hasn't anyone foreseen this, and why hasn't anyone acted? Why did Northern implement a timetable knowing that they didn't have enough drivers? It's just madness.
So where does the fault lie?
Well, like I say, equally between those sort of three organisations, I suppose you could blame the rail industry as a whole. Chris Grayling is trying to pass the buck onto the rail industry, but the buck stops with him, really. I think he's overseeing the Department for Transport, and the Department for Transport are overseeing the franchisee and Network Rail.
And how badly are we as passengers being let down?
Well, I think the answer is very badly. You only have to look at social media to see the sort of strength of anger and public opinion, really. There's sort of a website called Northern Fail, I think, and passengers are venting their spleen on that. It has been really bad. Northern is one of the problem areas. The other really bad problem area is Govia Thames Link. And obviously that's, managing a whole load of services into and out of London. So you can imagine the number of people affected there. And also there's knock-on effects all across the industry as well, because these rail companies have to sort of interact with each other. They share the railways, and many routes have different train operating companies using the same bit of track, and they have to be scheduled and timetabled. The connections have to be made, and that simply isn't happening. So there's knock-on effects all across the rail industry.
We've heard stories of people trying to get taxis and hire cars, trying to stay in hotels. Is this really the Last Chance Saloon, as Andy Burnham has said?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, there's a lot of pressure to do something, but there's no quick fix. There's no magic bullet, really. If you simply don't have the drivers trained, you can't recruit them overnight. The Last Chance Saloon, in terms of, you would expect, wouldn't you, that Northern might not get the franchise again when it comes up for renewal. But, anything can happen in the rail industry.
Bruce, many thanks for spending some time with us this morning. And I say
Thank
this
you.
Morning, as opposed to this evening. Enjoy the rest of the day, won't you, my dear?
I will do, thank you.
Good stuff. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future.